Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to finish up Simin Tuf Yudalit, and Be'ezus Hashem start Simin Tuf Tesvav. So we're finishing up Simin Tuf Yudalit, which we discussed yesterday in Sif Aleph. The part that we did are the halachos concerning making a tchum for someone else. And you're only allowed to make the tchum for someone else, the Erev Tchum for someone else, with their understanding and with their permission. And yesterday we gave the example of people that are totally subservient to you. For example, your children that are younger, under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, or for example, an Eved or a Shivcha Kinanis. The Mishnah Berurah we didn't do in Sifkat and Gimel just quickly explains that all of these people, Mimnesha Yadon Kiyado, because they're totally like you, they're totally subservient to you, and therefore, if you make an Erev on their behalf, even if they made their own Erev, it doesn't take effect. Anything that they did is totally considered Eino Klum, but they follow your tchum. That's where we left off yesterday. So now we're on the second line on Reish Ayin Tesem and Aleph. Towards the end of the line, the Mechaber writes, Avol b'no u'bito ha'gdolim, but your children that are above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, they're not totally subservient to you. They're not falling under Yodon ki Yodo. They don't fit that bill. And this is true, even if they're financially dependent upon you. Afilu samuchim al shulchano. So your 14-year-old kid, he's totally dependent upon you from a financial point of view, but halachically, they are not considered totally subservient to you from the point that they're not like the Eved Kenani, who's Yodon ki Yodo. Here, they're a separate entity. And this is true not only for your children above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, but this would be true as well for an Eved Ivri, the Avdo Vishivchoso Ha'ivrim. This would be true as well for maid servants or Avodim that are in Eved Ivri halachic category. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Ivrim brings down that there is a big discussion over here whether this din applies today to Mishares, our aides or helpers that work with us in the house. So he says, Umistavna, it's not clear to me in what din that the same din would apply that we said over here for an Eved Ivri or an Omo Ivriya, whether that would apply to Mishares Bismanenu, the servants or the waiters or waitresses or the housekeepers that live with us today or work with us today. Devshur Davka Eved Ivri, maybe this din only applies to a real Eved Ivri or an Omo Ivriya, Mishum de Gufon Konule Adonai, because there's a halachic ownership involved even by an Eved Ivri or an Omo Ivriya, as opposed to our Misharis, the helper who's helping us, let's say, coming over on a Shabbos to help out around in the house. Maybe they're halachically just like any other person, and unless you notify them before the day that you made an Erev for them and they accept it, then the Erev that you make for them doesn't apply. In any event, the Chofetz Chaim is left over here without coming to a conclusion. What would be the status of Misharis today in a case where they didn't know about this before nightfall? Before nightfall, anybody can agree to it. But after nightfall, do they automatically come under your domain, and therefore, if they want it, that is their heir or not? And this is something that will be discussed further in Simin Tov Yud Gimel. In any event, the Mechaber continues, and he tells us over here, the same din applies v'ishto, for a person's wife. If you made an heir on her behalf, so if she wants it, so then as long as she knows about it, even after dark, in all of these situations, it would be good. But you're not allowed to eino ma'ariv aleihem ela midaitam. You can't go and do anything on their behalf without their permission. So even though they're your children, they're your wife, they're your Eved Ivri or Omo Ivriya, unless they agree to it, you can't make an Erev for them. V'im Erev aleihem, and if you did in fact make an Erev for them, and they wanted it, v'shamu v'shasku, they heard about it before Shabbos, and they were silent, they didn't say anything, v'lo michu, and they didn't protest, so then yotzim Erevo, that Erev works for them. However, avol amichu bo, if they protested, we'll see, as long as they protested any time before Shabbos starts, even if they originally were silent, but if they protested before Shabbos starts, or what bigger definition of a protest is, oh, she'ervu heim eruv acher liasum. They made their own eruv techumim. So then, your eruv that you made for them, ain eruvo eruv lehem. Your eruv doesn't work for them in this situation. So we said a lot over here. Now let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the mistoma nisratzeh ha'eved v'hashivcho liyad adonehem. In the stam position, we assume that the Eved Ivri or the Amo Ivriya or the chen habonim lavien v'ishal adatz balo, and likewise the children are going to be in agreement with what their father did, and the wife will be in agreement with what her husband did in the stam position. Va'afilu lo hodiyam min ha'erev ad shetechshach gam kemahani. The big chiddush over here is even if they didn't know about it before Shabbos started, before the Bein Hashmashas period of time when the erev takes effect, after sitting down at the Friday night Shabbos meal, it's already Shabbos, it's already Dar. You tell him, by the way, I want everybody to know, I made an Erev Tchumim for everybody so we can go to the other shul this Shabbos where our Erev, our focal point is 1,000 Amah to where our house is. So this way we can reach over to the next town and go to the Kiddush over there. So if they're all happy with that, so then even though they only find out about it on Shabbos, for these people that are subordinate in some way to the husband over here, to the father over here, to the master of the Eved Ivri and the Amo Evriya, so then it works even after nightfall, if they find out about it. After Bisman Kinias Erev, who banished Moshe, even though it went into effect during the banished Moshe, they still didn't know about it at that point in time. Why is this din different over here? Why is this work for these people? Mishum de Mistama Omed Ha Erev Liskayim. Because the default position is that the Erev is going to be there. And Ukamoshe Kasavnu Velol His Batel. It's not going to be taken apart. And therefore, when they find out about it, so it retroactively demonstrates that they wanted it and that the banished Moshe, it took effect for them as well. That's assuming they didn't protest and they're happy with this. Sivkot Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol Amichu, if however they did protest, Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber, Miyad Sheshamu, they protested right away, as opposed to Liafuke Sheshosku V'yachakach Michu, as opposed to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he told them about it and they were silent. At 4 o'clock, they protested. So then, in that situation, if it's before the Shkia, it still will work, but if it's after the Shkia, Lafuke Sheshosku V'yachakach Michu, Lo Mahani Mechoasan, their Macho doesn't work if it's after the Shkia. The Tekev Kishishosku, Hevi Kyoda, Shemaskimim Lamaisav, Miniskaim Erev. Because the minute they were silent, that's tacitly saying, yes, we want this. And therefore, V'chol Zedavko Kishishamu Mishachashecha Vishosku. This is all if it's after the Shkia, after the Bein HaShemash period of time, if they only protest then, their protest is worthless because their silence was tacit approval. And once you made a focal point, you can't change it on Shabbos. Avol Mishamu Bitzarayim. They heard at 1 o'clock Vishosku and they were silent at 1 o'clock. Umichu called Mishachecha. And they protested any time before the sunset, any time before the Shkia, before the Bein HaShemash starts. So they had essentially Nizbatel Erev. They said, we don't want that Erev. Person is allowed to put out an Erev and then retract it as long as it's before the Bein HaShemash, before the nightfall, before the Shkia. Kivan to Bisman Kniasa Erev, Du Bein HaShemash, Kfar HaYisamachor, because at the time that it would have taken effect, they had already protested. So this din is basically telling us that if they were silent, that's tacitly saying, yes, we want this Erev. And if they didn't protest before the Bein HaShemash, the Erev takes effect and they can't protest afterwards. But if they protested before the Bein HaShemash, so then their protest is effective and the Erev doesn't work for them. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Vav, O She'ervu, what bigger demonstration that they don't want it, that what bigger demonstration of a Michoi is if they made their own Erev. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Afilu Meiruvon Hayabasa Reiruvo, even if they protested afterwards, so they put out the Erev at 1 o'clock, the master put out the Erev at 1 o'clock for the Eved Ivri. And at 3 o'clock, he makes his own Erev. So even though it's after the master, he was silent, the Kivin She'ervu, En Lecho Machol Gedol Mizu. There's nothing more demonstrating that they don't want the Baal's Erev by making their own Erev at 3 o'clock. And their Erev takes effect for them, and that's their focal point, not where the Baal put it. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in the Shaar Etzion, Oz Hey, Chavetz Chaim writes, Parshut hu lefi ma shekosavdu mitchilo demachal kodum chashecha mahani basa shtika. If they did the machal before the Bein HaShemash, it definitely works. And the Elyar Rabbah, however, adds a din chadosh over here. He says, the emocha behedja v'nizbatel ha'erev, the achek ha'choz v'nisratzah. So at 1 o'clock, the Elyar Rabbah says, the Baal made the erev for them. At 2 o'clock, they protested. At 3 o'clock, they changed their mind. So the Elyar Rabbah says, imukodim chashecha mahani. He says, then it still works for them. But the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim, says over here, lani is dati tzorchin. I'm not sure if that Elyar Rabbah is correct. Because he says, when they were mevatel the Erev at 2 o'clock, so then the zikui was also nizbatel. And if the master didn't make another zikui on their behalf, so then how does it work? So he suggests that in this situation, the master should make another zikui. If the master made another zikui, then certainly pshita de mahani, then it would work. But if he didn't make another zikui for him, the Chofetz Chaim is not sure that it works. The issue footnote number 3 has an interesting scenario. What happens if they didn't know that their father made an Erev for them, and that's why they made their own Erev Techumim in a different place? So the Goyen Yaakov says, in this situation also, Afa B'Kain, even though they wanted to follow their father's wishes, if they'd known that their father had made it, they wouldn't have, quote, protested by making their own Erev. Nevertheless, he says, this is still considered a macha, albeit they weren't intending to be a mocha, but the bottom line is, de facto, they were mocha by making their own Erev. Sof, lo yo bekavanosam lishbos b'mokim shirot tzaviyim. By making their own Erev Techumim, they demonstrated whether they wanted to or not, that they didn't want their father's heir to be their place, and therefore, Einam Zochim Elabamokum Shnichel Heim Esse Ruvim. Therefore, their focal point is where they put out the Erev and not where they subsequently found out that their father put out the Erev for them. Of course, if they find this out before the Shkia, before the Ben Hashmashel, so then they can nullify their own Erev and say, we want to go with our father's Erev, and that would be fine as well. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Koton Ben Sheish Shanim Opachos. If you have a Koton over here who is less than 6 years old, in other words, this is the age at which a katan is very dependent upon the mother. At the age of six and up, so then the katan becomes more of a free agent, so to say, and he isn't automatically drawn after his mother. But when the child is 6 years old or less, Yotzei be'erivimo, he automatically follows the tchum, the erev tchumim of his mother. Wherever her focal point is, that's where the katan's focal point is, boy or girl. And if the mother makes an erev tchumim, so then you don't need an extra two sudos over here for the child. The child is automatically drawn along with the mother's erev because the child is needed to be part of the mother. And therefore, wherever the mother goes, the child automatically goes, even without making a special erev tchumim, which stay sudos of mazon for the child. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Zayin. However, avolim nichnas b'toch sheva, if the child is more than 6 years old, he's even 6 years old in one day, afilu yom echad, he's into the seventh year, i.e. he's had his six full years and now he's on the day of his birthday, of his starting his next year, then the child is an independent person and he needs his own erev techumim if you're going to make an erev techumim on his behalf. He needs his own shtei seudos. And the Eino Yotzei lo be'erivimo, he doesn't automatically follow the Erev of his mother, and likewise, the lo be'erev aviv, he doesn't automatically follow the Erev of his father. In other words, he's considered an independent person, not subordinate to either his mother or his father. Until the completion of the 6 years, he automatically follows his mother. But once he starts into the seventh year, even day one into the seventh year, then he's a free person, an independent person, and he requires his own Erev Techumen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the Mechaber over here was Sosam, v'hinei HaShulchan Aruch, Sosam bazeh, ke'aposkim, the ad ben shisha, v'shisha b'chlal, yotzei be'erivimo. The Mechaber is clearly holding like those poskim, and you can see in the Sharet Zion Oz Tes that this is mashma, the opinion of the Rif, the Rambam, and as well the Rabbeinu Chananel, that they all hold that everybody agrees that the child who's six and under follows the mother. Be'en chiluk, and they don't make any distinction, im aviv be'ir olo. They say this independently of where the father is, whether the father's around in the city or not. However, other poskim disagree. Omnan, the El Yerabba, brings down, Be'El Yerabba mitzadid kedas kama poskim, he holds like the other poskim, the imavi b'ir, if the father's in the city, and then you have a four-year-old child, afilu ben arba shanim o ben chameish shanim, a 4 or 5 year old child, be'eno charv kokach, even if they're not that sharp, that they're an independent entity by their sharpness, they don't automatically follow the erev of the mother, because once a child already reaches a certain age, and he follows his father too. It's hard to say that a four-year-old kid, five-year-old kid, automatically would follow the mother and wouldn't follow the father. And therefore, the Elyeh Rabba holds, according to these poskim, that the child doesn't follow the mother automatically if the father is around, unless they specifically said that the child is going to follow the mother's Erev, or Mustama, the child could even follow, according to these poskim, the father's Erev. Although see later on that normally the default position is that the child follows the mother's Erev no matter what. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Ches, and he writes, the Ad Osa Eis that until the child gets beyond the 6 full years, so he's considered as if he's essentially wrapped around the mother and is considered like part of the guf of the mother over here, and we don't separate the two. The Chazon Ish adds over here in Dershu footnote number 5, Shafilu im amra imo b'mefurash, even if the mother explicitly states over here, I do not want the child to follow my Erev, Sheino rotzei la'ariv avuro, Ein devarel klum. You can't remove the child being following your status. Kivishu nigra achra. The child's following you. The child's nursing. The child needs to be with the mother. V'chosh asa erev li'atzma harei moel avuro. And any erev that the mother makes automatically by default will work for the child according to this opinion. The Mishbur says, we're going to learn in a few moments in the beginning of Simon Tuf Tes Vav, V'af de'ein ma'orvim elo levar mitzvah. Normally the rule is you only make an Erev Techumim to help you perform a mitzvah, as we'll see momentarily. The katan lav bar mitzvah, and a katan certainly is not considered a bar mitzvah. Even if he's doing a mitzvah, he's not a bar mitzvah. And therefore, how could the katan have an Erev made for him or her? Mikol makom, nevertheless, the Mishnah explains, kivan de lo efsha lo, below imo, since this child can't, so to say, function, he can't exist without being with his mother, yotze imo, he automatically, by default, follows the status of the mother in regards to the din of Erev Tichumim. And therefore, the imlo erva imo elo aviv eino yotze beiruvo. Therefore, the default position is that you always follow the mother, and even if the mother didn't make an eruv, but the father did, you still stay with the eruv of the mother and not with the new eruv that the father made. Eino yotze beiruvo. You don't follow the father's eruv. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Osi Dalav, however, does point out, in Ein Lo Ima, if the child Nebuch doesn't have his mother, or maybe just the mother's away in the hospital, she's giving birth to another child. Efshu the Yotzei Beiruv Shalaviv. In this situation, the default position might be that if the father made an error for the child, that the child could follow along with the father. And he says, look in the Avodas HaKodesh, where this is discussed, and he says, this would even be true, Afilu L'Horishonen, the Plige Sham Alei, Efshu the Modu B'Ofen Zeh. Maybe even those that argue on this din, in the situation where the mother's not around, might agree with this. However, he says, with Tzarechin, this needs further discussion. The issue footnote number 6 brings down an interesting case. What happens if the child normally follows the mother, and the mother made an error because she has to go someplace else on Shabbos, but she says, listen, I'll leave the child with dad, I'll leave the child with my mother, and somebody else will take care of the child. And yesh efsharus lashiro bevayis. You don't need the child in this situation to follow the mother. However, the mother would still like to take the child with her. So there's an option to leave the child with Bubby, or take the child with you and have to have the child use your Erev Tichumim. So what's the din? So here Rabbi brings down that since technically the child is a bar havana, let's assume that the child is old enough to understand what it means that he's going for a bar mitzvah or a chasana or a beis mishta, whatever it is. Mizbar shakotin shu bar havana v'yesh chiyav l'chancho b'mitzos mutar lo lotzeis b'erev imo gam kishyesh efsharus le'ein lotzeis b'lodov. He says, even though you can leave the child with the babi, there's no reason to do so, and even though we normally don't make an erev on behalf of a purpose other than for a mitzvah, and this child technically is not mechuyav in mitzvahs, but since the child understands over here, and if there is an alternative not to have the child use the Erev, you're allowed to have the child use the Erev Tichumim. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say otherwise. He writes, Ikar HaTeretz in Tosos, Ishibachol Ofen, Hu Yochol Lotzei Simimo. He says, no, you don't need this Svara that the child has a Havana over here and he goes. The bottom line is, the child is Koruch after the mother, and Ein Tzarech Davcha L'Tzarech Mitzvah, even if the child has no understanding of the Mitzvah, even if it's not that the child is doing any Mitzvah. The mother's going to go to the Shir. The child's not going to the Shir. Whatever it is, you can still bring along the child that's 6 or under, because he's Koruch after the mother, even if there is no at all possibility that the child is going to understand and be able to do any sort of a Mitzvah over there. Finally, the issue footnote number 7 brings down from the Rashba. He holds, La'olam eino yotze be'erev aviv. The child doesn't follow the father in any situation. The Chazon Ish writes, Shim ha'em masra satinuk li'aviv lo'licho imo b'shabbos. However, if the mother gave the child to the father, then in that situation, yochol av la'ariv olav kidin banav haktanim. Then the father can go and take the child over, but the stam, the full position, it would be the child following the mother. And this is really the last line of the Mishnah Berurah that we didn't read. V'nir Ali, the Mishnah Berurah says, the afim zik olav aviv, even if the father did make a zikui on behalf for the child, gamkin lomani, it normally doesn't work in the default position that the mother's around and didn't hand the child over to the father. The ad oso ha'es, until the child reaches beyond 6 years of age, tsafto di imo nichole, he prefers to be with the mother, vi halo lo erva lusham, and since the mother didn't make the erva over there, the child doesn't leave the mother's tchum and doesn't go into the father's tchum. That concludes Simin Tov Yudal, and now we begin Simin Tough Tesvav, which deals with something we talked about already many times, Shalola Ariv Eiv Tuchumim Elad Bar Mitzvah, that you're only allowed to make an Eiv Tuchumim for the purpose of doing a mitzvah. And that's what the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, Ein Ma'arvim Eiruv Eiv Tuchumim Elad Bar Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sif Karton Aleph. There is a machlokis, Yesh Machlokis Ben Aposkim. There are those that say the Yesh Omrim, and the Shaar HaTzion brings down who this is. He says, this only applies when you're making an Eiv with the Shtei Sudos, with bread. You're not physically over there, you send somebody there, or you put it there yourself, well before the Ben Hashmashos, and you want that to be your focal point. So this din, that you're only allowed to do that for a Dvar Mitzvah, is when you're dealing with Pas. But if you're walking yourself over there, and you're planted over there at the start of the Ben Hashmashos, it works even if it's not L'Dvar Mitzvah. You can even do this for any reason you want. You feel like going to your friend's house just to visit. The Kivish Yoshev Shom B'Atzmo, since you're physically over there, the Kone Shvisa B'Shivaso, and you're physically Kone Yoshvisa by being there, even though your house is a thousand amos away, afilu d'var rishus mutter. That's permissible. That's one opinion. But then he brings down the Yeshomrim, and you can see in the Shaar Tzion in those bays who these poskim are. They disagree. They ain't chiluk bein pas or bein ragel. They don't distinguish between whether you made the erev with the sudos, the shtei sudos, or physically being there. La'olam ein ma'arvim lechatchila el d'var mitzvah. You're not allowed to do this except if it's for d'var mitzvah. However, v'makum tzarech yesh l'hakel k'der rishonim. But under extenuating circumstances, you can be relying upon the more lenient opinion that it's only applicable to pas, and you can make it l'dvar harishos if you walk there yourselves. And in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel, he says, the Al Yerabba says it has to be a tzorach gadol dafka. But it seems that the Aloch that Chavetz Chaim says is yesh l'smoch l'hokah with the Rabbanim. By any din the Rabbanim, he brings down the Chai Adam and the Tshuva Shalom Moshe that says you can be makel over here where there's a reason to, even by any din the Rabbanim. With this, we conclude today's shir.